when everything's wrong.
Who taught me how to sing a victory song?
When they asked me how I got to be this way, I looked them in the eye and said, it runs in the family. This joy that keeps me laughing, it's the old-time religion, our own family tradition. From the Heavenly Father to all the sons and all the daughters, if you want your mother happy, it runs in the family.
If you're wondering what you gotta do to make this joy come alive in you, it's really easy, just look again in the book at some distant kin.
Remember Silas and Paul shook the jailhouse walls and turned it into a concert hall by calling his name in the midnight hour.
We've got the very same power.
About them 2,500 people out there, he was fascinated with that drummer back there. So Nana, I noticed you handed her that live microphone. You remember the first night you did that?
I do. Oh, you guys, why didn't you tell me grandparenting was so fun? I'd have done it first. Oh my word, I love this season. I just love it so much. I used to wish my kids wouldn't grow up. I'm so glad they did, because I'd have never got her. Well, I tell you what, a few months ago, I gave her a live mic on that last course, and Winston heard her voice come amplified out over the speakers, and immediately he went. He knew his mic was not on. Sorry, Olivia, by the way. I apologize for what you just said. No, I don't. But anyway, the next night I did it again, and Winston heard her voice, and he thought, nah, that's not gonna happen. He reached over and grabbed that mic out of her hand so fast. Oh, she didn't like that. She grabbed it back, and they got in a tug of war, and they started pushing and pulling, and he got so mad at her, he started screaming and crying right there in front of the whole audience. And the whole time we're going, if you're wondering why we're happy, happy. I was like, get these kids off fast before this stage blows up. But anyway, Little Miss Emma, she's my little sidekick. Let me tell you, she loves music so much. Oh, I can't even tell you how much this child loves music. And she loves rhythm. She likes syncopation. She kind of gets it. And so she and I do a lot of fun things together. We compose a lot of songs that you will never hear. Are you going to sing for these people? Sing our brand new one, right? She's got a brand new song that we just learned, and she is super excited to sing. Are you ready to do this? All right, I want you to make sure they understand. You ready?
Baby Jesus had no place to lay his head. Born in Bethlehem, nobody had room for the king back then. I won't let that happen again. I'll make him a home in my heart. Make him a home.
Not gonna let her have all the thunder, let me tell you. I think we've got us another little singer. Oh my goodness. I can't think of another song I'd rather her sing than that one right there. Rachel McCutcheon wrote that, and when she sent it to me 3-4 months ago, the moment I heard it, I had tears in my eyes, and I said, oh, keep that song for Emma. I want her to sing that. So yeah, I think we've got some future there with her. She just absolutely loves music, and that's when she comes to my house, that's what she wants to do most of the time, is go to the music room and let's learn a new song. Actually, she sung that one about 4 times, only 4 times. And she said to me, Nana, it's time to get a new song.